If you think you are ready, we will practice some words which use these same letters. Notice that when you are copying words, it is possible to miss a letter here and there and still get the word correct. Our brain will usually fill in the missed spaces for us. A remarkable brain our Lord gave us. The first word? That word was duck, D-U-C-K. Ready? Did you get it? The word was rust, R-U-S-T. Okay, next. The word was peer, P-E-E-R. Next one. Do you recognize it? The word sassy, S-A-S-S-Y. Ready? That word was sacred, S-A-C-R-E-D, sacred. Next word. Scrape. Have you ever been in a scrape? Next word. Port. P-O-R-T. The word was dose, D-O-S-E. Another one? That word was rakes, R-A-K-E-S. Next word? That's what you've been doing a lot of, study. Next word. Waste. The next word. Pucker. P-U-C-K-E-R, pucker. And the last word in this series is... That word was stray. I would like for you to go back over the words which you have copied to check any letters you may be having difficulty with. The words should have been duck, rust, peer, sassy, sacred, scrape, port, dose, rakes, study, waste, pucker, stray. Go through and circle the letters that you have missed. What I want you to do is to go back to the alphabet cards with each letter that you have missed, study the picture, and practice the sound alike until you know the sound alikes perfectly. Strengthen those memories in your mind before you go on. As soon as you finish doing that, it is time for a break, so we'll see you in an hour or so with Lesson 6. Lesson number 6. Beginning with lesson 6, please spend 5 to 10 minutes with the alphabet cards for letters you have learned at the beginning of each lesson before going on. Shuffle the cards and look at the pictures, saying the sound alike as quickly out loud as you can. Keep going until you can literally whip through them. Turn them over, looking at the letters as you do the same. You should also be practicing sending the letters on a keyer or oscillator or using any system you design. Continue to think the sound alikes, even if you are becoming very comfortable with the letters. It is still too soon for you to try to drop these memory clues. Some students have found it very helpful to carry the sound alike cards with them at this stage so that they can be quickly thumbed at regular intervals. Do you still remember the letters you learned in Lesson 5? Let's have a quick test. Here they are. I hope the Y in there didn't confuse you. You knew it from earlier lessons. You should have written Y, C, Y, R, C, R. Did you handle the C and the R? If you copied them okay, stop the tape and post them in the Letters I Know scoreboard. Those two letters bring your total up to 13, leaving only 13 more to go. By the way, with progress like you are making, you will soon be ready for your novice amateur radio exam. Now that can be given by any ham who has a general or higher level ticket. you will find that since most people who engage in amateur radio do so because they enjoy giving a service, most will be glad to conduct your test if you ask. If you don't know any hams, just look around your town for large towers with large beams and go knock on the door. Inside, you will find a helpful hand eager to be involved. You will need to purchase a copy of the Amateur Radio Relay League's license manual from any ham equipment store. Very soon, you should engage a ham and get him to agree to give you your exam. He will fill out the form so that it can be mailed to the Federal Communications Commission. It will take a few weeks to receive the test. When the test arrives, if you are ready, the ham will give you a 5-word-per-minute code test and will supervise you while you complete the theory part of the exam. I think you will be ready before the test arrives. The novice test is not technical and may be mastered in a few hours of concentrated study. Soon in the mail you will receive your own ham ticket, which will afford you all the privileges of being a federally licensed amateur novice. Today we will review your first 13 letters and take a final exam covering these letters. Even if you feel very confident at this time, I want you to overlearn them so that we can leave them and cover all the other 13. I don't want you to forget them while we're gone. Please repeat the sound alike for each letter as it's reviewed. During this session, I will be sending sentences. If you miss some letters, you may be able to fill them in by looking carefully at the other letters and fill them in from the context. I will repeat each word twice so that you will get 2 chances. Are you ready? You need paper and a pencil. Off we go. Same word again. Next word. Again. Next word. Again. Now can you figure out what you wrote? You're right. The sentence was, ducks are cute. You see, I sent ducks twice, then are twice, and then cute twice. Are you ready for the next sentence? Here you go. Same word again. Next word. Same Same word again. Next word. Again. Next word. Same word again. Last word. Again. Can you figure out what that sentence said? You're right, the sentence was, your apes use a rake. Your apes use a rake. All right, another sentence. Let's try it. It's a little longer. Same word. Next word. Again. Next word. Again. Next word. Again. Next word. Next word. Again. What did you write that time? The sentence was, tease a pest, eat a poke. Did you ever poke a skunk? I found this statement to be very true when I was in junior high. If you were able to handle those sentences, you're getting pretty sharp in your copying. Let's give you a final exam. Copy each letter. I will send each letter twice in a row to give you more time to think. Be sure to repeat the sound-alikes each time as you write the letter sent. Are you ready? Okay. Check your answers for this final exam in the check test key. If you made any errors, review the section of the tape which teaches the missed letters and be sure you can copy perfectly before moving on. Remember to practice the sound-alikes, even in the letters we have already completed. It is time to give yourself a grade for the first half of this course. Now you need to look at your final exam. If you got 0 wrong, that's an A. 1 wrong, a B. 2 wrong is a C. 3 wrong, a D. Now what I want you to do is to keep working until you can put an A on your check test graph before moving on to the next section. Good luck and keep working. In lesson 7, we will learn 4 new letters. I want you to stay really alert. Notice that the pitch of the oscillator has been changed. That will assist you in keeping the new letters you are learning separate from the ones you have already learned. Concentration is a must, so pay careful attention. It's a good idea, if possible, for you to change your study position or location to a different room. We will also be giving you some new exercise each time in this section, so follow the exercises as they are assigned precisely. Be very sure that your study area is well lit. You will be needing tracing paper. Any onion skin paper will do. The first letter we will tackle is H. Remember the old song, Deep in the Heart of Texas? It went something like this, and forgive my voice. The stars at night are big and bright, deep in the heart. The H comes from the heart, so place the tracing paper over the heart and trace the heart while thinking, deep in the heart. It sounds like this. Deep in the heart. Deep in the heart. Deep in the heart. Deep in the heart. Okay, now trace the heart and then color it in, and don't worry about the stars. They'll meld into your memory even without coloring them in. Turn off the tape and do it now. Remember, the H is deep in the heart. Just remember it with that song. The stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas. Deep in the heart. The H comes from the word heart. Deep in the heart. Alright, take your onion skin paper and stop the tape and trace the picture while you sing that little song over and over again to yourself. Deep in the heart. The stars at night are big and bright. I want you to walk around the house or area that you're in for a few minutes and think about the number of things that you can find in your house which start with the letter H, such as hand, hole, heat, hasp, horn, hinge, handkerchief. I know you're going to be able to find a whole lot of other ones that I didn't think of. Just simply walk around the house, and when you find something that starts with H, stop and go, deep in the heart. Deep in the heart. All right, turn the tape recorder off and go around the house looking for things which start with an H. Okay, how did you do on that? Did you find a number of things? I hope you enjoyed yourself. Do you remember what it was that was in the center of the map of Texas? Just ask any Texan, and he'll tell you that at the center of Texas is a heart as big as all outdoors. Now turn the card over and repeat deep in the heart each time it is sounded on the code. Trace it with your finger. Deep in the heart. Deep in the heart. Deep in the heart. Deep in the heart. Okay, now trace it in the air. Deep in the heart. Now on a rough surface. Deep in the heart. Deep in the heart. Remember to keep repeating the sound alike to yourself each time it's coded. Deep in the heart. Let's practice a few words using your new letter H and the vowels that you learned in the first half of this course. Away we go. That word was hoe, H-O-E. Here's one. He. Another? That was O, O-H. And again? H-A. You've done a good job, but can you still recall the picture without looking at it? Okay, let's put the H card where you can continue to see it, and let's move on through the alphabet to the letter L. Let me tell you a story about the time I was in a haunted house. It was pitch dark, but I believe that I saw a weird face of a little goblin peering at me and moving toward me. My knees knocked together and a cold chill moved up from my toes. When I was about to run away in fright, somebody turned on the light. What a relief. The goblin was only a pot-bellied lamp. L is a light is lit, and it sounds like this. A light is lit. A light is lit. A light is lit. A light is lit. Close your eyes and visualize the haunted house and let a cold chill cause you to shiver. Stop the tape now and trace the electric light on tracing paper, each time repeating, a light is lit, a light is lit. Picture the letter L. Do it now. All right, now that you've drawn the picture, grab hold of that light in your imagination and pretend that you burn your fingers. Repeat, a light is lit. Light is lit. All right, now what I want you to do is go all over your house, turning lights on and off and repeating, a light is lit. A light is lit. Be sure you picture the L each time and hear this in your mind. Now this might seem absurd to you, but the memory glue from this exercise is unimaginably strong. Don't be intimidated by other members of your family who might think that you've just crossed over the line. Remember, our objective is to cause a light is lit to stick in your mind. Turn off the tape and do it now. If you're back, that shows me that they didn't actually call the paddy wagon for you, so it won't be so hard for you to make a fool out of yourself next time. One reason young children learn so fast is that their imagination and actions are not inhibited. Remember, it's for a good cause. All right, take the card for the letter L and turn it over so you can see the letter and trace it with your finger. Remember to repeat, a light is lit, each time. A light is lit. A light is lit. A light is lit. Okay, nice and big in the air. Here we go. Light is lit. Light is lit. Light is lit. Now on a textured surface. A light is lit. A light is lit. I think you have it. Let's go ahead and combine the letter L and the letter H. See if you can tell them apart. Remember to repeat the sound alike each time. A light is lit. And deep in the heart. Here we go. A light is lit. Deep in the heart. Deep in the heart. A light is lit. Deep in the heart. A light is lit. A light is lit. Deep in the heart. Okay, time for some words using the new letters and a few old friends that we've already learned. Pay attention now. Did you copy ale, A-L-E? Here's another. I'll bet you got it. That word was hole, H-O-L-E. The last one? Don't say that one too loud. Okay, let's move on to our new letter. Put the card for L and H, so they may be referred to later, and pick up the N card. N sounds like this. The sound alike for N is Nazi. 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 No, I'm not going to ask you to go goose-stepping around the house. That's carrying it a little too far. I hope the thought of a Nazi makes you just plain mad. The downright arrogance of anyone claiming to be a master race should make us all sick. Can you get a little hate going? Say Nazi. And see if you can get mad. Nazi. 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 I'm counting on your ability to dislike this guy, and that's going to help you remember the sound alike for the letter N. Nazi. It might help for you to turn the swastika on his armband into an N. Do it with your pencil if you wish. Nazi. 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 Okay, take some onion skin and trace his disgusting figure. Visualize the N and repeat Nazi. 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 As you do, get as mad as you can. Stop the tape and think about it for a while. Next, close your eyes and picture a whole army of those goose steppers coming down the street. This is the rhythm of their heels hitting the street. It says Nazi, 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 Nazi. Listen to it. Okay, now open your eyes and write a large N in the air for Nazi as it sounded. Be sure you're saying the sound alike. Ready? Nazi. Okay, trace the letter on the reverse of the card. Nazi. The letter N is Nazi. Now, nice and large on a rough surface. Okay, let's put N for Nazi. Together with L, a light is lit, and H, deep in the heart, and see if we can copy all three of them. Write the letters as I send them, repeating the sound alike as you go. Ready? Nazi. A light is lit. Deep in the heart. Okay, now you're on your own. You should have copied H, N, H, L, Did you get them all right? This is the end of side four. Please go on to the next tape.